All right. Where do people used to keep their milk and butter before the days when we had refrigeration? When you were growing up. When you were growing up.
When I was growing up, out in the back porch, probably on the north side of the house, would have what I called a little milk dairy back there. That'd be something like an old-timey safe made up boards, you know, and shelves in it, and a screen over it to keep the flies out.
In the summer?
Yeah, in the summer, that's right.
And what do you call the place around the barn, or around the barn, where you might let the cows or the mules, the animals walk? Is there...
A lot. We call that a lot.
And what would you call a place where you let them go out to graze? Or is that
pasture.
Have you ever raised cotton, Mr.
Cotton,
In this area?
Right in this area. We had, when Daddy got killed, a truck run over and killed him. We had three farms, and we growed cotton. When I was a boy, a little boy coming up, we growed cotton.
Will you tell me about the work you did?
Lord.
Can you...
it ain't too much work in cotton, only picking of it. And if you wait, there's a bunch of you, like we were with us, you see, there's 10, 11 of us kids. And then back then, people was more friendly and neighbor. We'd have, we had 7 or 8 acres of cotton. Another fellow had 7 or 8 acres of cotton around like that. Let it all get white, open up. Then we'd have cotton picking. We'd go to this man's place today, everybody, and pick here, everybody his cotton out, and go to another man's place and pick his cotton out. Because back then there's no factories, nothing. A dollar was a nickel. A nickel was a dollar, same as a dollar then. And they'd go and pick people's cotton, have fodder pullings, and go and pull. Back then they had to pull the fodder off of the corn to feed the mule and the horse with him, and go and pull his fodder.
And helped each other out.
That's right.
When you were growing up and you worked in the cotton some, what did you call the grass that grew up between the cotton that you didn't want there? Was there...
Well, we didn't do much hoeing cotton, hoeing. We didn't do much of that color. Mama had a big bunch of geese. And them geese eat that grass. They kept it eating down.
She had geese, put them in the cotton field?
Yes, ma'am. We had 25 or 30 head of geese, and they'd keep that cotton just about plumb clean. Now, once in a while, we may have to take a hoe and go over. And it'd be a weed or something that was growing, you know. The goose wouldn't eat. And we'd have to take the hose and go over and chop them weeds out. And that was all we wouldn't mind.
But the geese got the grass.
Yeah, and the funny thing about it, now it sounds foolish, but people would borrow our geese to put in their cotton patch. The grass is getting on them so bad, you know, they'd come by our geese, and Daddy and Mama would be glad to let them have them, because they'd have plenty of grass, you know, and they'd just have to hunt in our cotton patch. It'd be so pretty and clean, and they'd come and by our geese to put in their cotton patch, and we'd be glad to let them have them.
Keeping the geese fed.
Yeah, and feeding them.
All right, in the lots where cotton is raised, is there a particular word you use to describe the field or the acreage?
The cotton field. We would have, say, corn over here, corn over there, and the cane patch. We grew cane. Say, over in the cotton patch, or the cane patch, or the corn patch. And you know what's really, you know. And we had a lot of cattle, too. Cattle and sheep, we penned them, you know. We call that the cow pen. Cow pen, the land.